Now, new research published by the University of Swansea's found that a fifth of students in the UK have considered taking part in some form of sex work to fund their studies. NewsHour's Ricky Majithia has been out on the streets of London to sample opinion.
Being a student has become an expensive lifestyle here in the UK. University courses cost up to $13,000 a year, leaving many with debts of around $75,000 by the time they graduate. For thousands, that's too much to bear, and they're willing to bear all to make some of that money back, according to the findings of a new study from the University of Swansea. Phone sex, stripping on a webcam, and starring in porn films are just some of the things that students have said they have done, or have been willing to do, in order to pay their bills. I'm outside a prestigious London university. How far will the students here go in order to make ends meet?
It's quite shocking, actually. I didn't think that many people would go that far to go to those extremes. It's a lot of people.
How far is that far?
Well, to essentially sell yourself.
Can you empathise with students who might be struggling with their fees?
Oh, totally. I can totally empathise. We've all been there. This is my second degree, so I know what it's like to have no money. But I guess I've just always been fortunate enough to find a way of getting money, whether that be my parents or babysitting. There are jobs out there like McDonald's or anything really. I just think selling your body or doing, you know, sexual things, it's just sad.
How about something that didn't involve selling your body? Phone sex, anonymous phone sex. Would you consider doing something like that for a quick buck?
I just couldn't live with it myself, but I can definitely see the attraction if it was anonymous, but I couldn't live with myself.
You're a handsome young guy. Would you consider taking your kit off to help pay the month's rent or the fees?
Probably not myself, no, but I know people who have done it and they get a lot of money for it, so obviously it works for them.
How much money are we talking?
I think it's like, I don't know, £2 a minute.
For what?
Webcam, just talking to guys.
And how private are they that they do this sort of work?
People know. I mean, it's not like a hidden thing, but it's not something they're shouting about.
And you think that's fine?
I think if you're willing to do that and you want to get the money because it's there, then yeah, do it. I mean, it's obviously a personal thing.
You think it's awful? Why?
I think that people shouldn't have to do that as a resort. Anything like prostitution or sleeping with people for money is bad, but...
But if you can earn a quick £500 for taking your clothes off, what's wrong with that?
I don't think stripping is bad, really.
So you would consider doing that?
I wouldn't, personally, but I know people who would consider it because, I mean, they're confident, it's easy money, but none of my friends would sleep with someone for £500.
So you think some sex work is okay, but yeah, some isn't. But where would you draw the line?
Performing a sex act on someone for money.
That's crossing the line.
Yeah.
How about if it was a telephone call service?
I just think that's tacky.
Or stripping on a webcam?
Yeah, that's weird.
But in a bar or a club, you'd think that's all right?
Well, I think, yeah, people would say that's an art form of, you know, self-expression.
Stripping, phone sex, pornos, something you've ever thought about?
It's not something that I've considered doing myself personally, but I've had friends who've considered doing the same.
What was the calculation for them? What were their circumstances?
It was the lack of income for rent, for tuition costs, for just living in London, and, you know, they were at the point that they had to do something to essentially pay the bills to survive, and that was sort of the easiest way out.
And what did they consider doing?
Online webcams and, like, chats via, you know, the internet, and that was sort of an option that a lot of them had looked at.
And they actually tried it out? They made good money from it?
They did, for a short period of time, but they never stuck with it, but they did definitely try it out.
Would it stop at webcam work?
I mean, I'm sure if it was the right person, it would progress, depending on the circumstances, to something more intimate and more, obviously, like, contact-wise.
I know a lot of girls doing this just to pay their rents or to buy a Prada or Chanel stuff like it.
How do they feel about it?
She felt so proud of it, like, she had so many expensive things and... I can understand, but it's kind of sad.
And how far would she go?
She was only going to the restaurant with some guys, and I don't think that she had sex with them, but probably she wouldn't tell me. But
so an escort?
I think so.
NewsHour's Ricky Majithia there, asking the tough questions. That brings us to an end of this edition of the programme. For me, James Kimara-Sami in London, and Gabriel Gatehouse and his team in Lagos. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.